As we've reported, Terry Orr, the executive director of the Park City Institute for more than two decades, announced in the fall she was stepping down from her role at the Institute in the spring of this year. Effective March 1st, Orr will transition from her current role to a new one as founder and director emeritus. Stepping up to lead the organization will be Ari Ioannidis, who will serve as managing director. Ioannidis says he's already begun working at the Institute's office while awaiting the board's formal action. Ioannidis says he and his wife, former Park City School Superintendent Ember Conley, have long supported the Institute.
There's no better supporter of the variety of arts that we get through the Institute. So Terry and I have been speaking for a long, long time, actually.
Yes, this isn't anything new for us. It may be new publicly, but Ari and Ember have been supporters for a long time. As I started to transition, I reached out to Ari and Ember and asked for their advice and support.
And, you know, Ember's been through several executive changes, so it's something that I've seen a lot, having been active with boards and executive directors and with several nonprofits. That was a great sounding board for Terry. So it really made sense. She's asked me several times to become more involved. Being here full-time now, it just seems like the perfect time.
Ioannidis has worked as a tech entrepreneur, most recently founding Boot Up, an education nonprofit which trains teachers and district coaches how to teach elementary computer science to students. Ioannidis also serves as the vice chair of the board of directors for Recycle Utah. He says he hopes to use his knowledge from those organizations, as well as other successful performing arts nonprofits, to help bring additional financial stability to the Institute. In 2018, the Institute and Deer Valley failed to come to an agreement to hold the summer concert series at the Snow Park Amphitheater, which had hosted shows from the Institute for over a decade. Orr says the organization has improved their financial stability in the past few weeks.
We've had a number of loans that have been forgiven. We've had an infusion of cash into the organization. So I would say our position today is very healthy, still with work to do.
Yeah, I would say today, sitting here, the position of the Institute's better than it's been financially in 3 years.
Interim Board of Directors Chair Jason Owen said after considering options and consulting with other foundations and donors over a six-month period, the board feels their plan moving forward will ensure the long-term success of the nonprofit.
We're extremely happy that we found a friend in Ari that is going to be stepping in and helping the Institute, because our objective over this period of time was always to find solutions on how the Institute could thrive in Park City and be a very valuable asset to the community for the arts over the next 25 years to build on what Terry's done for the first 25 years.
The Institute also points to recent renewed support from key community members as a positive sign for the organization.
Michael Zaccaro at the St. Regis certainly is at the top of the list, and he is back in for, I think this is his 11th season as the summer sponsor. So there will be a summer concert series, whatever questions there were about that, and St. Regis will be the title sponsor. Ann McCoy, who of course hired me, is stepping back in to lend advice and support, and she and Mac and her real estate firm have been supporters all along. And there are a number of folks in the community like that.
Or will remain a paid employee once her new role takes effect on March 1st.
I'll be stepping back or sideways or whatever language makes sense, but I'll be there to help with agents, to help introduce people, to help massage the transition with major donors and minor donors. That's the role that we've worked out.
The Park City Institute's 2019-2020 main stage season has several shows left, including Nat Geo live shows, dance performances, and musical guests. You can find tickets at parkcityinstitute.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.